From wars and rumors of wars to the earth groans, from signs in society to the final hour, Bible prophecy is no longer coming. It's here. The unfiltered, uncensored truth starts now.
Welcome to the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show. We are so glad that you have joined us today. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton all the way from New York. How's it going up there in the Northeast there, David?
Oh, it's pretty good. NYPD is actually picking up a lot of illegals. That's always fun to watch here in the city. And then they're complaining, oh, I got my kids. Well, okay, yeah. We can send them back with you if you want. Or, you know, just, but I don't recall other criminals getting to get out of jail time because they had
kids. Yeah, I don't either. No, I mean, I'm going to disclose a little bit of personal information here that I usually don't, but I have a brother that has been in prison for quite a while. I won't go any further than that. But when my mom died a little over a year ago, they didn't release him to go to the funeral. You know, I mean, he missed it. You know, he's paying his debt to society, and he missed it. Well, you know, I have seen all these reports about, oh, you know, how come the kid had to be deported with the mother? Because the mother wanted him. How come the kid stayed here and the mother left? Because he wanted to stay. I mean, you know, if you release them, they're mad. If you don't, they're mad. It's because they're just mad, you know, period. You know, it's just the way it is. All right, David, you want to go ahead and pry us into the show? We'll tell everybody what we're going to do, because this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. So, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are the King on the throne. We thank you that your kingdom is what rules and reigns here on the earth. Father, we invoke your contract protection, contract provision. So lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil and give us this day our daily bread. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I agree totally. You know, you were talking about basically the Lord's Prayer is what you
it's all contract invoking.
Yeah, and for those of you that missed it, you might want to go back and look at our last show, because we really got into that and discussed it pretty good. So I would encourage you.
We're gonna you know, really expound on that in one of the shows coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is our Week in Review show as well, so we will do that. But after we do it, and it's going to be real quick, I promise you, after that, we're going to get into the wars and rumors of wars with the rising global conflicts, the fact that the earth groans for climate change and natural disasters. Is there such a thing as climate change? We'll talk about that. Signs in society, cultural shifts, and moral challenges. Believe me, we're all feeling that. And then we'll also talk about the final hour, the spiritual readiness and hope. And David, I want to get the breaking news out of the way first. We'll go here with the Russia and Ukraine situation. Now, this was just released today, May the 31st. The Russian forces have captured two additional villages in the Ukraine. And that's Novopolv or whatever in the Donetsk region, and bottle is something in the Sumy region. These advances are part of a broader Russian strategy, with approximately 50,000 troops amassed near the Sumy border, raising concerns about a potential new ground offensive. I can promise you that's coming if they don't do something quick. In response, the Ukraine has issued evacuation orders for 11 more villages, so it doesn't seem like they're real confident that they're going to be holding back the Russians. That's in the Sumy region. That brings the total to over 200 settlements that are under evacuation directives, or directives, I should say. Diplomatic efforts remain uncertain. Russia has proposed direct peace talks in Istanbul, but the Ukraine insists on receiving a ceasefire plan before engaging. Ukraine better wake up. By the way, do you notice that Zelensky's in every other country except the Ukraine? I mean, every day I see him somewhere else. Okay, anyway, the ongoing conflict, which began in February 2022, has resulted in tens of thousands of deaths and left Russia in control of about 20% of the Ukraine territory. And before you comment, David, I want to move on, and we'll do the other one, then we'll do them both together. This is big breaking news. Again, today, May 31st, according to the IAEA report, Iran has been secretly enriching enough uranium for 9 nuclear weapons. The IAEA report sent to member states on Saturday said Iran's stock of uranium has been enriched to close to the roughly 90% of weapons grade. If enriched further, enough for 9 nuclear weapons. And again, that's according to the IAEA. Now, these reports say that the enrichment is to such a high level that it marks a serious concern, since it's the only country to do so without producing nuclear weapons. The Prime Minister's office in Israel has called the IAEA report on Iran's nuclear program grave and clear, saying it proves Iran is fully committed to developing nuclear weapons. The Prime Minister's office stressed that Iran is violating the Non-Proliferation Treaty and blocking IAEA inspectors. It urged the international community to act now to stop Iran's nuclear progress. Quoting him here, he says the report strongly reinforces what Israel's been saying for years. The purpose of Iran's nuclear program is not peaceful. This is evident from the alarming scope of Iran's uranium enrichment activity. Such a level of enrichment exists only in countries actively pursuing nuclear weapons and has no civilian justification whatsoever. So you just comment on either one of those reports or both, David.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. And it talks about, you know, here's the Prince of Persia coming back. Because remember Daniel chapter 9, you got all the prophecy and everything. But the vision that Daniel had, even around that, is he's got Persia, you know, because Daniel talks to Gabriel. And then he says, okay, now I got to go fight the Prince of Greece. And so he lays out history. And then there's the Roman Empire, which is the two legs. And then the 10 toes at the bottom. So we all know the years of prophetic insights on those. Mm-hmm. But what a lot of people miss is that in the end, all of those kingdoms together will be destroyed by the rock that comes from space. He says right. It destroyed the whole statue. Mm-hmm. So they have to be back in some form. And that's kind of where we're at now. Your Greece is coming over, and I think that might be somewhat of well, Rome is obviously the European Union, then you got Iran would be the Persia,
right?
And we are reminiscent from Greece. If you look at all our stuff, it's kind of Grecian. Everything's Greece with the Senate. Mm-hmm. The way they put it together and the columns and all the
things. Yeah, look at all those monuments, in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just all these different powers coming together so the Lord can destroy them all at once. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at. But more than that is Islam is bent on that. Why do they need nuclear weapons?
Yeah, they don't.
You know, do they want to take over the world? What do they need them for? They really don't need them.
Yeah.
The only thing they want is because their Mahdi will show up when there's worldwide chaos. So their goal is not to really take over anything. It's to produce worldwide chaos.
Yeah.
So their false god can come back and, you know, set a new world order, which is reminiscent of the Antichrist.
So yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned new world order there real quick, because I saw a report this morning on French President Macron. You know, he's the one that got
his
slapped.
His wife slapped him again?
Yeah, his wife slapped him the other day. He slapped fire out of him. But anyway, he was at a some type of group session yesterday. I can't remember the name of it. I apologize. But he said that, you know, to implement the policies right now that Trump is trying to do, he's trying to take apart the new world order. You know, things are going to be different. I posted back to him, I said, yes, you know, hopefully we do take down the new world order because it's not working. And for him, you know, I said, look, little guy, what you need to do is sit down and shut up. France has lost 2 world wars, and if we hadn't come to your rescue, you'd be speaking German right now. You know, so, you know, that's all I got to say about him. He is irrelevant on the world stage, but thinks that he is like king of the world or something. That's best I can describe it.
Yeah, that's typical of the French.
Yeah.
I thought in the general direction.
All right, well, let's get into this stuff here. Go with, let me see if I can find it. There we go. First up here is Wars and Rumors of Wars. This is the rising global conflicts. First of all, you've got the India-Pakistan conflict. Now, these are two, again, nuclear superpowers, but the thing is they're not interested in using them against the world. They've had them for a long time. Okay, but but they are arch enemies, have been since the day they were conceived, and anyway, there's still tensions there. Then, of course,
They were conceived out of being enemies, yeah.
Yeah, and then you've got Gaza and Israel. Right. Gaza and Israel, the ongoing hostilities include Israeli airstrikes in Gaza and retaliatory actions. And I can supplement that right now by telling you that one of the leaders over there is, in fact, the defense minister, Katz, on Friday said, you know, it's time for you to choose, you know, either end it or we'll end it. And so, you know, it was pretty direct. We already talked about the Ukrainian crisis there. And then the prophetic connection here, David, is Matthew 24, 6 and 7. You'll hear wars and rumors of wars, nation will rise against nation. And also Ezekiel 38 and 39, the potential parallels with the Gog-Magog prophecy, considering alliances and conflicts involving Russia and Middle Eastern nations. Now, I've got some talking points here, or not talking points, but discussion points. First of all, the role of international diplomacy and then the impact of these conflicts on global stability and Christian communities. And, you know, we can ignore those, talk about them, or go in another direction. It's all up to you. What do you think?
Well, let's get so just this year in January, there was Russia and Iran signed a partnership. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes.
It's like a 20-year partnership.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, covers everything. So that's probably not a good thing.
That's Gog and Magog all over it right there.
Yeah. So, and it aims to basically mitigate the impact of Western sanctions. So they're trying to make a society over there where they don't need Europe and the United States.
Right.
And Russia's also been, you know, buddying up with all Iran's allies and their pawns, if you would.
And China.
Hezbollah, Lebanon, you know, different things like that. So they've been working towards everybody who's against Israel as well.
Yeah.
You know? And then you got Turkey. So they've been, obviously, there's been a bit of a strain there.
Yeah, well, I mean, they are actually applying to be in BRICS. How can you be in BRICS and NATO at the same time? It's two, you know, that's two conflicting areas there. I don't get it.
I don't know, the seven heads and the ten horns. I don't know how that fits. And then there's three that come out of it, and then the one little horn. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there'll be a little horn. You know, you know what's cool? It says in the King James, when the Antichrist comes out, he'll say the small head will be more stout than his fellows. And you're like, wait, what? What that means in King James is he's going to be a big dude. And so there is a good reason to believe he'll be some sort of a hybrid or Nephilim. As
I was going to ask if that was where you were going with that Nephilim. Yeah. I never can say it correctly, but yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Nephilim actually
Nephilim.
Is
okay.
The proper way, but we, you know, we don't know what it is. That Nephilim. But yeah, so it says, you know, more, and in the Hebrew, and it literally says that he's going to be physically bigger than everybody else. So that's interesting. That will be another reason. That's why they elected Saul before David.
Because he was tall.
He was a whole head above everybody else. He's a big guy and he's good looking.
Yeah.
So we're going to have the same kind of a thing going on.
Yeah, that's a good reason to have a king, because he's taller than everybody else and good looking. Yeah, okay. let me ask you this, David. You saw the report earlier where they are enriching this uranium in Iran to near weapons grade. And, you know, we've heard this for years. It's near. I'm thinking that it's here. So tell me Do you see something in prophecy that could possibly indicate something happening over there? Or do you think Israel is going to take, go in and finally do something about it? Will the United States participate? I know we're guessing here, but, how are you looking at this? What's your thoughts?
I think as Christians, we tend to over-sensationalize everything, honestly. So, and here it is, oh my God, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. But people, read the end of Revelation.
Yeah.
This is what they want to do. He said, they're going to take a number, the number of the beast. They're going to try and implement that. And this is the goal that nobody can buy or sell without it. It doesn't say that it actually happens.
Yeah, that's right.
That's just the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you refuse, so that means if people refuse, they'll come after you.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the bottom line. Who populates the millennium after the tribulation period? Somebody's got to be alive.
Yeah, it's got to be people that didn't accept the mark of the beast.
Yeah, and if everybody was yay, gung-ho, Mr. Antichrist, then there wouldn't be a problem. The whole world would have that peace that he said.
Right.
But the problem we see is, no, there was more and more wars. Well, what are those wars? These are the people that don't want this Antichrist around.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have this big old fight. And most of it's going to be one bad guy against another bad guy. And then there's going to be the group that's called out, what we call the Tribulation Saints.
Yeah.
And they're all going to gather in Har-Megiddo, what we call Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to gather to fight each other. And we don't see that. They're fighting each other because one guy says, I want to rule the world. And the other one says, no, you're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the fight's about. And they're going to fight each other, but they're both evil because one is, totalitarian and the other one is self-righteous.
Yeah.
It's all, and that's what happened, before the flood. Enoch talks about three different races of giants all fighting each other.
Yeah.
Three different races of Nephilim.
Yeah.
But let's go back to that. Let's say three different races of evil empires in the world trying to rule over it because they all hate each other. When they come together and God calls them together on purpose, because then he can destroy them all in one spot at one time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're all coming to fight each other.
Uh-huh.
And that's when Jesus returns. And then they say, oh, let's all get together and fight him. And he's like, too late.
All right. Let's move on here. We got the earth groans. Climate change and natural disasters. You got extreme heat. Half of the world's population experienced an extra month of extreme heat due to climate change, leading to health crises and agricultural challenges. Then you got warming. The Arctic is warming at more than three times the global average, contributing to rising sea levels and ecosystem disruptions. Severe weather events, increased frequency of hurricanes, droughts, and wildfires globally. The prophetic connection coming in Romans 8:22. We know that the whole creation has been groaning. And then Luke 21:25-26. There'll be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, the roaring and tossing of the sea. And I don't know that I agree with the fact that those even fit that. I'll leave it up to you to decide. But in my mind, climate change has been happening since basically the Great Flood, right? And it's never going to stop. So, I don't know what the deal is. You know, people think the world's going to come to an end. No. There's only one way that the world comes to an end, and that is through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's it. That's the only way it ends. We can do whatever we want, but, God says he ends it, not us. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, he clearly ends it, and he says, day and night and all the seasons will not cease until he comes back to change it. All right, and that's after the millennium.
Yeah.
And that's done on purpose, because the revamping comes because right now we're winding down.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to put the points up here real quick, the discussion points, the moral responsibility of stewardship over the earth, and how environmental crisis may serve as a call to spiritual awakening. I don't know. Again, I don't really believe that a lot of this fits. I think it's more the scientific world that's going into that, but you tell me.
Revelation 18 says he's going to destroy those who destroy the earth. Okay.
Okay.
And that That's what we see here.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, you know, Satan uses the very thing that he's going to do as a sob story to get you to get him to do it. It's really twisted in that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, like it, like it's kind of like the Democrats complaining, oh, they don't like black people when they're the ones that don't like black people.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
That's why exactly. they try and keep them down. I mean, just look up Lyndon B. Johnson for those who don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
And some of his quotes, they're very interesting.
Mm.
So here's what he's going to do. He's going to use this fake narrative of destroying the earth to actually destroy the earth.
Yeah.
Case in point. Okay, he's going to say, oh, we have global warming, so we have to get rid of cows.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
we have to block out the sun.
Yeah.
It's like, what? That's going to destroy the earth. But they're using the narrative that they're saving the earth to destroy the earth.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So, and it says, and 8:22 says, for we know that the whole creation groans and suffers together until now. That's because sin, you know, man had dominion over all creation. So the sin contract included the fall of all of creation as well.
Yeah.
Now, when Jesus comes back and he fulfills that contract that he has, he's actually, you know, imagine the electrostatic shock of Jesus returning to the world.
Mm-hmm. Poof.
Now, here we are, revamped, and we're back into the millennium, which is pre-flood conditions. Going to live right through it. You know, lion will eat grass like an ox. Mm-hmm. The wolf will lie down with the lamb. Babies will play with snakes. Everything's going to be fine because it's going to go back to the, you know, really good way. And it's going to be a righteous government because Jesus is going to rule with a rod of iron over all the earth. And caveat, we get to rule and reign with him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, isn't it a rod of iron? Yeah, isn't it true, David? You know, they're talking about environmental concerns and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But in my understanding of the Bible, these are warning signs sent by God that we're nearing the end. And what I'm talking about that is the earthquakes, the wars, the rumors of war. You know, there's more. I'm sorry, they're flying out of my mind right now, but. To me, it's more about what God says in the Bible than what science is trying to guess at through environmental concerns.
Yeah, and it's more about, this is a revelation. In other words, he's telling you what's going to happen. It's not necessarily that God is doing that. When he comes back and puts the judgment down and strikes with the double-edged sword out of his mouth, that's him physically doing something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what has happened is mankind said, we don't want nothing to do with God, so he takes his hand of protection off, and now the decay just comes in all by itself.
So are you saying that this is more caused by Satan than
No, it's caused by sin, and the second law of thermodynamics is entropy. Everything's just falling apart.
Okay, all right.
Now, if you leave a peach on the table, it's going to rot.
Yeah, you know, people have been talking about Elon Musk for a long time since Trump took office. And I was listening to him the other night, and he was saying something about the world is going to come to an end. You know, now he's not looking at this from a Christian perspective. You know, don't think that he all of a sudden went all religious on us here.
No, we keep praying for him.
But he was talking about we need to go to Mars. You know, we need to get to Mars, and we need to develop Mars and whatever else, you know. And the whole time I'm sitting there going, hey, Mr. Musk, yeah, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because what you're talking about is not going to happen. You know, God's not going to put a bunch of people on Mars at the end of the time. It's just not going to happen, right?
Yeah. Correct. And it's not. And again, therein lies it, because there's one evil empire thought fighting against the other evil empire thought.
Yeah.
So here we are again.
Yeah.
You know, it's the powers that be. And so everyone's going to think, oh, this is the answer. This is the savior. We'll just pack up and go to Mars, and it's going to be great. No, that's a deception as well. So, and you see him fighting against the elites of the world, the one world order.
Yeah.
So here you are. That doesn't necessarily mean he's good.
Yeah.
Now, we obviously pray for all of them. But
I don't want to come across here as a Musk anti-Musk guy. I mean, he's done a lot of good, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, for the good stuff he's done, we appreciate it. Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff that he's doing that I don't like. For instance, going to Mars to repopulate the Earth by going to Mars, and number two, putting this chip in my head or something, that's never going to happen. I promise you, I will never accept one, and I hope nobody out there does.
Yeah, and he thinks it's a good idea. I like the Babylon Bee. They came up. Elon Musk gives up a job of trying to create government efficiency for a much easier job of moving people to Mars.
That's a satire site, but in truth, that's exactly what he's doing. I mean, what is it, David? There's a little bit of fact in every bit of fiction, or something like that.
Well, that's what makes it funny, is there's a little bit of truth in it.
All right, well, we're down to the last couple of minutes here, and I don't want to get into the last two subjects until the second half.
Earthquakes and stuff.
Yeah. So, go ahead. If you got something on what's going on out there right now, go ahead. You got a couple minutes.
Well, here's the deal. We see the earthquakes, and just look at the trajectory of earthquakes over the last 150 years, and it's just been exponentially and logarithmically going up. Now, some people will say, oh, that's because we can measure them better now. That's not the point. The point is, God said, you're going to notice these earthquakes and stuff. And that's the whole thing, is we are noticing them. Whether it's from us actually being able to detect them better or they're actually happening more, it's irrelevant. The fact is, we're noticing them more.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the key. Because a great earthquake will open the sixth seal.
Well, I can tell you this, that there are... people that are talking about super volcanoes going off. Now, one of them was, I think, in Europe somewhere. So, nobody gets all worried about that. But the other one just happens to be here in the United States.
Right in the middle.
In Yellowstone.
It's called
a super volcano. Yeah.
The entire thing is a caldera. Yeah, so that'll be fun if it goes off.
Yeah.
We won't have to worry about much at that point.
No.
So that'll be great.
Well,
but in the meantime, Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back to get his church to get ready for the wedding, and we're going to get married during this whole tribulation period that we call it, that final week of Daniel chapter 9, Shabuah. And if you're not ready to go with him, you got a couple of problems. You're going to get beat up during the tribulation, or you're going to have to hide out and be one of the tribulation saints if you receive him then. So I suggest maybe you just receive him now. He died for you. He paid off all your sins. So you can come and be with us during the supper, and then we'll come back and reign with him during the millennium. But Lord willing, we'll see you guys in the second half. Bye.
Imagine a world where faith is fading, where the name of Jesus is rarely spoken. Now more than ever, the message of salvation simply must be shared. At The Last Christian, we are committed to spreading the gospel and preparing hearts for Christ's return. Through our radio shows, Bible teachings, interviews, devotionals, and prayer requests, we reach people across the globe with the truth of God's Word. Your support helps us to continue this vital mission. And as a token of our appreciation, we have special gifts waiting just for you, including exclusive resources designed to strengthen your faith and equip you to share the good news. Visit lastchristian.net today and learn more. Join us, pray with us, and be part of this incredible journey to bring hope to the world. Together, as Christians, we will share the invitation of eternal salvation around the world.
In a world where two kingdoms collide, understanding is key. Join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, for the C2K Report with hosts Rick Hidalgo and Randy Conway. Discover how to establish your house as an embassy of Christ and navigate the clash of two kingdoms. Learn practical steps towards self-governance, from authentication to setting up your house, and access a wealth of resources in our document library at c2kreport.com. Empower yourself with knowledge and take control of your spiritual and earthly journey. And don't forget to check out shopyourfarm.com, a virtual farmers market connecting you with quality, faith-based products and services. For more information about the C2K Report, be sure to visit c2kreport.com and shopyourfarm.com.
KRRB Grand Saline, Canton, Mineola, Texas.
Ready to start your day on a new level? Meet Everyday Dose, the coffee alternative that's more than just a caffeine fix. Check out more and grab your first dose at everydaydose.com/hiddenday. Why it's different. Everyday Dose combines premium coffee with brain-boosting ingredients like mushrooms and collagen, giving you focus, energy, and mental clarity without the jitters or crashes. It's the clean energy your body craves. Check out these benefits you'll love. Say goodbye to coffee crashes. Boost your mental clarity and focus. Support your immune system and overall wellness. Feel energized naturally without the anxiety or jitters. Perfect for busy professionals, health enthusiasts, or anyone ready to upgrade their daily routine. Again, that's everydaydose.com/hiddenday.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. It's Mr. David Paxton there in New York. David, I warned you during the break that I came up with a question as you were finishing up the first half of the show. And this is a crazy, off-the-wall thing, okay? It just popped in my mind as you were speaking, but I want to get your impression on it, and that's this. We know that the Muslim community, those that believe in the Quran and Muhammad and all that, they're looking forward to their Mahdi, right?
Mahdi.
Okay. Well, if the Mahdi doesn't come, and he doesn't, we know that. If he doesn't come, and you've got all these armies that are destroyed on the hills of Israel, there's still going to be people of the Islamic faith in these different countries, right? I mean, they're not all in the army. So when they see this happen, and they're used to dedicating their lives to dying anyway, mm-hmm. What are the chances are that they are going to be among the people that hold out, accept Christ, or at least don't accept the mark, and mm-hmm. move into the millennium? Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it, that's from every language. Like if you go in Revelation 5, mm-hmm. you think of, and then the, oh no, I'm sorry. There's a bunch in there, but the one I'm thinking about is the end of chapter 7.
And okay.
Right after the 144,000.
Mm-hmm.
So look at this. And 7:9. Da-da-da. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man can number, of a couple of nations, maybe a few people here and there.
No. Mm-hmm.
It says, no man could number of all nations and kindreds
mm-hmm.
and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a great song, actually, this. Day and night, they are standing mm-hmm. and lifting palm mm-hmm. rings up in their hands. So this is literally saying, because it's going to be black and white during the tribulation.
Right.
It's A, you're going to be evil and go with the Antichrist, mm-hmm. or B, you're going to receive the real Jesus Christ.
Right.
There's not going to be all of these different religions and this and that and the other. Yeah. So even Israel, the chosen nation, 2/3 of them are going to be destroyed. And it's only 1/3 of them that are going to receive the Messiah.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But those are the ones that are left. And those are the ones, you know, where he says all of Israel. It's because that's the 1/3 is left, according mm-hmm. to Zechariah. So we're going to see that from all nations. And we're actually starting to see that in all the Islam nations. They're tired of the nonsense.
Yeah,
I agree. They're all, and since they won't let them preach over there, Jesus is coming to them in their dreams mm-hmm. because he said, look, even if you're quiet, the rocks will cry out. So mm-hmm. he's got ways of getting in there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, that just hit me. I don't know why. Yeah. I always thought about, well, you know, Islam's destroyed, but that doesn't mean that all of the people that believe it are destroyed. Not all of them. So, you know, if that fails, well, that should be a pretty good indicator. Okay, we've been lied to, and these people have been correct all along. Okay,
you got to remember essentially all of them over there in the Middle East are descendants of Abraham.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, because not only do you have Isaac and then Ishmael, then you got Jacob and Esau. But then the rest of them, which is the majority, actually, are the sons of Keturah.
Okay.
So Keturah was Abraham's wife after Sarah died, and she had six more sons.
But we'll have to get into that in another show, because that sounds like a Bible study show.
All the different people over there are sons of Keturah, which are sons of Abraham.
Okay, let's look at this one now. We got signs in society, cultural shifts, and moral challenges. You got gender and sports. You got an Algerian boxer named Amin Khalif, who's been banned due to mandatory sex testing policies, sparking debate on gender identity sports. I'm going to come back to that one in a second.
Yeah.
You got World No Tobacco Day 2025 is a focus on deceptive marketing, targeting youth, highlighting moral concerns in corporate practices. You got the Malian protest, which is mass demonstrations against political repression and the dissolution of political parties in Mali. The prophetic connection here is 2 Timothy 3:1-5. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. But I wanted to put this guy, this is that Algerian boxer that we were talking about here. Okay, now you tell me, is this a guy or is this a girl?
When you're just looking out of the gate and you're walking down the street, that's a guy.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. So he's the one that won the gold medal in the Olympic Games, okay? So he's a he, okay? And if he wants to be an it, that's fine. But he's a he, and he should not be participating in women's sports. And he's been banned from doing so until he takes a sex test to prove he's a female, which, of course, he cannot do. So what do you think about all that, David? I mean, we covered a lot of topics there. And actually, I guess I'll go ahead and put these points up real quick.
That's a little bit of common sense.
Yeah, the erosion. There's the erosion of traditional moral values in a contemporary society, and then the church's role in addressing and guiding through these societal changes. So I just threw those up there as extra. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the big picture, because the church's role, and today's Laodicean church, because the Bible says it's the church of the Laodiceans, and that's where the people make the rules and not Jesus.
Which
and
is that's about where what 95% of churches right now, something like that.
In America, I'm not sure what in Africa is probably a little different.
Yeah,
they tend to if you're being killed, you kind of. Your faith gets stronger
a little bit.
You don't do that. No, I'm not a Christian. No. Okay, good. China, they're serious over there. But America, that's what happens when you have freedom, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because then it's freedom to do all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, 2 Timothy 3, 1-5 says lovers of self, proud and boastful. And then you get that whole liturgy of stuff. We'll read that 2 Timothy 3. But then you got sexual immorality. Like that's in the days of Lot, it says so.
Yeah.
You know, as in the days of Noah, but also as in the days of Lot.
Yeah.
And we know what that was all about.
Yeah.
And that was an interesting ending to that story.
Just to stop on that one point there for a second, and then I'll let you go on. When the angels entered the city where Lot was, they were not interested in giving women to them. What they were interested in is using those angels as male-to-male homosexual sex. And I hate to put that out there on a family show, but that's what it was all about, right?
Yeah. He's like, listen, I got virgin daughters. No, we don't want that. We want these good-looking men that came. Yeah, it was bad, which just added to their punishment. Lo and behold, they're finding the truth about Sodom and Gomorrah being burnt up now, too. Even though they said, no, that's just a story.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was true. Yeah. So they won't endure sound doctrine. You see that in 2 Timothy chapter 4, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where we're at. Sound doctrine. Okay, hey, listen, the Bible says this and this. Well, we really don't think it says that. It says this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not, you know, that's you making the rules again. That's Laodicea.
Yeah.
And then they'll switch it. So in Isaiah 5:20, it says they'll call good evil and evil good.
Mm-hmm. Which is happening.
Okay. So that's what we see. I mean, this is huge. These are all the signs of, hey, we're smack at the end here.
Yeah, these are end of days prophecy that we now, the last generation, are seeing fulfilled in our time. We see all of this that was prophesied, you know, for thousands of years. It's all coming together right now, and it's, you know, it's undeniable. If you use any common sense whatsoever, it's undeniable, David.
Mm-hmm. And you know, 2 Timothy goes on, without natural affection, so he really lays into it. Timothy, he was a pastor. Evil men and imposters will grow worse. So now we have imposters coming into the church, like that guy. What happened to the guy? He was all over the news last week. He was the Mahdi and the Savior, and
he claimed to be a direct descendant of Muhammad. Y'all can go back to a couple of shows and you'll find this.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he disappeared.
Yeah, I haven't heard I've not heard another peep out of him, which could be one of two things, in my opinion. One, he has been pretty much been silenced and taken out completely, and we won't ever hear of him again. Or two, they could be like pushing him away and telling him, no, not yet, not yet, not yet. Sit down and wait. You know, we'll get to you in a minute. You know, I don't know which one it is. You know, if it's if he's going to pop up later as the, you know, the Antichrist, or, you know, if he was just a village idiot that everybody's going to forget about. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, not for nothing, but, you know, does the Savior of the world show up in a stocking hat? You know, and you think he'd be out on a stage somewhere. Yeah. No, give me questions. I'll answer them in my living room.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which is a cheesy little place with a bad radiator in the back corner and the windows are leaking. But, yeah, he's the Savior of the world. Okay.
Well, you got another one up there in New York, don't you? There's some guy that hangs out and is like old, says he's the Messiah or something.
Oh no, that's the Jewish guy, and they put signs up all over the place. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
And he's sitting there, and they got a picture of him with the curly cues and the hat, and he's and the big beard, and he's reading something.
Oh,
the Messiah is here because he's reading something.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So like that, and that was funny. I'll say it again. Where, you know, this teenage kid was all excited handing out these flyers in the subway, and you know, the Jewish kid, and they're super nice, but he's like, oh, look, the Messiah's here, we're excited, and this and that. So I just looked at him and said, well, you think if he's really the Messiah, you'd have to hand out flyers? And he kind of just looked at me, he's like,
wow.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I think I bursted his bubble.
Yeah. A lot of people don't think things through.
Yeah.
And they also, I think maybe the United States is beginning to get over this, but you used to, you just flat out believe the media. Whatever they said, well, okay, that's true. And now I think people are looking at it like, okay, well, if they say it on the media, it's got to be fake. I mean, you know, it's like a complete reversal. And I don't know if we'll ever get back to a free press that is, you know, actually telling the truth, or if there's always going to be a little small group here that's yelling the truth and a big group over here that's telling a lie. I don't know how that's going to go. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and with the advent of, you know, social media and all the things out there, people could get, you know, the truth out there, and then people can examine it for themselves. Mm-hmm. But I think what really smacked people in the head is the whole COVID nonsense.
Okay? That and Biden.
That's all they told you is, oh, it's going to take over the world. Everyone's going to die from COVID. And
that and the Biden, you know, I don't even know what to call it. You know, we didn't have a president for 4 years. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and then they said, oh, he's fine. He's great. Mm-hmm. Strongest president, smartest one ever, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And now they say, well, yeah, now we know that he was a nut job. And by the way, he had cancer the whole time. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. But I remember, like, because they're lying. And right over here, I walked around, you know, in 2020 when it's like, oh, the hospitals and they're closing everything down. I went to the hospitals that are local. The biggest one all over the news in the whole country is like about a half a mile from here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my wife and I, we went over. Here's my camera. Mm-hmm. Hey, where is everybody? Mm-hmm. It's a Sunday afternoon. I'll never forget it. And it was Sunday afternoon, and they got it all blocked off, and they got these big old things with the – there's nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody on the line at all. Okay? And we're like, where's all these masses of people that are trying to get in here and get saved from COVID? And it's like, well, it's Sunday afternoon. I was like, oh, so it takes it off on
took
Sunday
off.
Yeah. That was it. And then this fireman came up and said, "Hey, you can't film here." I said, "Actually, I can, but thanks for stopping by." And he didn't know what to do with me.
Yeah. They always tell you that you can't do something when you're, you know, that's
but I know my rights. So we asked some people coming out. We even asked one girl, "Hey, you know, what's going on in there?" It's like, "Well, don't tell my name, but this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. There's nobody in there. Okay. They're putting COVID people in with other people, hoping they get it."
You know,
and there was a couple.
Yeah, it must have been Cuomo did that, right?
Yeah, and then I went over to the another one, which is another half a mile in the other direction, and they had giant refrigerator tractor trailers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember those,
Yeah, and they're like, oh, this is for all the people, you know, we got to put them in. It's like, and then so I asked one of the security guards, yeah, they hired me special. He says, there's nothing going on in there either. All the beds are lined up in the hallway. There's nobody on them. He said, don't tell nobody I said that.
All right, well, let's look at this one, David. The final hour, the spiritual hour. Readiness and hope. Now, first of all, you've had the papal conclave recently. That's the election of papal. I'm sorry. The election of a new pope amid global religious and political shifts. Then you've got psychic predictions. Oh, goody. Notable psychics are forecasting apocalyptic events by the end of 2025, as they did by the end of 2024 and 2023 and 2022. Now, this reflecting societal anxieties. And then you got the global economic uncertainty, delays in U.S. tariffs, and fluctuating markets indicating economic instability. The prophetic connection being in Matthew 24:36-44, therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. And Revelation 13, discussions on global governance and the rise of centralized authority. And as far as our discussion points, we got the encouragement for personal spiritual preparedness, and then the importance of faith and hope amidst global uncertainties. And then we'll finish it off here in just a few minutes with an invitation for everybody out there who has not yet received Christ to do so today. So what do you think of all that, David?
That's always fun and exciting. I mean, it all ties together when you look at it. Mm-hmm. They'll worship the dragon, if you will.
Yeah, start with the Pope. What do you? I mean, I don't want to insult anybody out there of the Catholic faith, but I will say this: the Pope can't save you. The only person that can save you is Jesus Christ. You can't be baptized when you're born, and that counts. That doesn't count. You have to physically, mentally, spiritually, and completely accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through Him. So don't think you can go in there and say 15 Our Fathers and all this kind of stuff and go to heaven. That doesn't work. You have to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. I'm not saying there won't be Catholics in heaven. There will be. But, you know,
but they're the ones that received Jesus for themselves.
Exactly.
Repented of the shenanigans. Yeah.
Some man doesn't automatically become Christ on earth just because he got elected by a group of other people that wanted to be Christ on earth. It just doesn't work, you know. So go ahead and go into that as much as you want to, David.
Yeah, that's always interesting as well. Bible talks about that. That is the church of Pergama.
Okay.
Okay. And Pergama, that's where they started, is... Now, if we say, hey, monogamy, that's monogamy, right? That's one wife, one spouse. Bigamy, by gummy, bigamy is two spouses. That's bigamy. Okay. So when you have that, now when you have pergamy or pergamous, that's a perverted marriage. Okay, and that's what it talks about. It's a perverted marriage, and they tolerate Jezebel, and they do all of this stuff. And that was the formation of a church which has the, you know, pagan god of Dagon. That's why they wear those big old fish-looking hats.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a fish-looking hat because they mixed it. That's where the incense comes in, because Dagon, they spread incense around. A lot of them comes from that. They also married in, Queen of Heaven stuff. That's an evil thought, and Mary is not the Queen of Heaven.
Right.
And she is very upset that you're calling her that. And she is not perpetually a virgin.
No.
Okay. It never says that.
No.
Anywhere. And it says she was a virgin when she was called to have the Messiah, Jesus, but then she had more sons and daughters.
Right.
They weren't stepbrothers, and they weren't all of that. I know the Catholics say, oh, they were stepbrothers that Joseph had before Mary. He's like, no, that's not what it says.
No.
They were younger brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So all of these things are, it's basically a mixture of Christianity with these other religions. And that was because Constantine didn't want everybody fighting. So he says, okay, let's just put it all together. And then a lot of the things that we do in the church are born out of that. So there's the perverted marriage, pergamy. And, you know, then along the way, they come up with all this other stuff like, oh, he's the vicar of Christ. Wait, you didn't get that word hocus pocus?
Okay.
That is from, that's a mixture of the word where it says that actually, when you eat that bread, you know, from what we call communion or the Last Supper, that it literally turns into the body of Christ.
Ah, yeah.
Like, okay. It's like it literally turns into flesh. And he's like, no, it was a representation. And hocus mortem or something like that. But anyway, from the Latin, they just came up with, it's hocus pocus.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that bothers me. And again, I'm not trying to pick on Catholics out there, but just think about it.
If you happen
to be Catholic, I just want you to think about this. The Bible says that you're not supposed to have idols. And if you go to a Catholic church, you're going to find a lot of idols. And then on top of that, you're only supposed to pray to the Lord, okay? And yet, okay, how many times have you, as a Catholic, prayed to the Mother of God? You know, how many times? You know, it doesn't count. What you've got to do is you've got to go to Jesus Christ, and He is, as David just said, He is the mediator between you and the Father. David, correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Yeah, that's true. And then they got like there's the saint of finding things. There's the saint of, like, if you lose something, you got to pray to this saint over here.
Yeah.
And then they vote on whether you get actual sainthood or not.
Like, yeah, I don't get the sainthood thing. Yeah.
All believers in Christ are saints. It's called sanctification. It's called holiness.
Yeah.
So we see that. And then they worship the dragon, we see in Revelation 9. So they love this Antichrist dude.
Okay. Yeah.
They're lovers of money. We see that today. You know, it's a form of godliness. And that's unfortunately in a lot of the Western church is, God's going to bless you. You know, and that's the thing. Oh, you send me money and God's going to bless you. And then you're going to have all this money because it's the blessing of God. Well, in one sense, it is, because he has to provide for his ambassadors. But it clearly says it's not for you to lavish upon yourself. That's not what it's for.
Yeah,
he wants you to be comfortable and have all these things, but it's specifically to build the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That's what it's for. Not so you can, you know, be bathing in $100 bills.
Well, you know, you got those people out there. I'm going to name one of them because he's just popped in my mind. That's Peter Popoff. You know, there are some people out there that are, you know, they're very big. Joel Osteen's another one, really big, but they are distorting the Bible. Mm-hmm. They are distorting the way to Christ. When Olstein and others say that you can get to heaven in another way than through Jesus Christ, then he's lying, okay?
Yeah.
And he's got a bad fate in front of him, as do all the other false prophets out there.
Yeah, and they're just trying to get more followers, ultimately. And, you know, it clearly the Bible tells us, you know, our whole purpose here is to build the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with 10 ways to a better you.
Right.
It doesn't. It has nothing to do with that. You mm-hmm. just naturally become a better person when you're doing what God called you to do as an ambassador. You know, that's your job. Go and preach the kingdom.
Yeah.
That's it. And as fun, you know, even the parable of the talents, he says, essentially, hey, you got 10 talents and you came back with 10 more.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the numbers are, but basically they doubled it. But the guy who buried it is like, you should have at least gave it to the investors.
Yeah.
In other words, right. If you don't even have, like, if you have no way, if you're not good at doing a ministry, what he says is, okay, well then you should have given it to someone who does have a ministry,
mm-hmm.
and that's the investment.
Yeah. Well, speaking of such, if you guys go to lastchristian.net, we do have a way there where you can donate to the show if you'd like to where we can continue to do this. That's at lastchristian.net. And while you're there, you can also shop for stuff that you're going to buy anyway. Okay. If you are conservative, we've got the conservative store there. We've got the coffee that David and I drink there at Everyday Dose. And then, of course, you can also visit Christian Book. And there, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. So all you've got to do is just go through our link, and it really does help the show and keeps us on the air for you guys. But it's stuff that you're going to buy anyway, so you might as well buy it and help us at the same time. But mm-hmm. I do want to finish things up here, David, with an appeal, okay? And that is what to do if you've yet to receive the gift of salvation. Number one, just admit you're a sinner. Tell God that you know you've sinned and ask for forgiveness. Believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died on the cross and rose again as full payment for your sins. And then you want to confess with your mouth that you believe in him. Let him come to you and accept him as your Lord and personal Savior. Now, if you'll pray a prayer like that in your own words and you'd like to let it be known to the world without endangering yourself, because I know there's a lot of countries out there where if you do it, you can really get hurt. Okay, but if you did, just take a moment and email us at office@lastchristian.net. David will give you his address here in a second, and then we would love to celebrate your salvation with you. We'll also provide you with a link where you'll be able to study the Bible in easy to understand language as our free gift to you as you begin your journey as a new creation, and that is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And with that, David, I'll let you give them your email address if they'd like to get in touch with you, and then you can finish off the show for us today.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because, you know, we always invite questions from listeners as well, and we can talk about that on the show. Well, you just send it to thehiddenday@protonmail.com. Simple enough, right? Mm-hmm. thehiddenday@protonmail.com. And you can go to thehiddenday.com and you can look up all sorts of buttons. Our weekly Bible studies on there.
Amen.
All the different channels with all the different teachings are on there. So that's a lot of fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, if you haven't received the Lord, it is time to do so.
Right.
You know, we talk about this, and we've been talking about it's close for quite some time. And you scoff about, oh, where's the promise of his coming? Well, it's closer than it was last time. Let's put it that way. it's ticking. So it's time. It's real simple. He paid your sins off. All you have to do is accept that agreement, and then you can come, and we'll go to the rapture together.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be blessed. Have a great day.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks again for joining us today for the Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net until the trumpet sounds.
Looking for bold, faith-filled inspiration?
tune in to The Last Christian Radio Show. Available on KRRB Revelation Radio 1700 AM in East Texas and internationally syndicated in over 160 countries on revelationradio.net, this powerful program dives into faith, hope, and salvation. Join us every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central for life-changing conversations and messages.